Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
You're listening to The Jillian Michaels Show. Word!
What's the easiest choice you can make? Soup or salad? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From your online start to your first 1 million orders, Shopify's there to help you grow. No matter what your product is, they can help you sell it everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, Shopify can help you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average than other leading commerce platforms. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Jillian, all lowercase. Just go to shopify.com/Jillian now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/Jillian.
Manus,
yes,
I am the biggest winner.
Are we going to talk about it?
We are.
I, you know what?
We are because I, yes, we are.
I teased you on the Twitter.
We are Manus.
But I am so impressed.
Why?
That you stuck to your guns and have done something, have taken down the man. Yeah.
You know who you should be impressed with is our arbiter. Okay, for those of you who are listening, in quote Hollywood, people like me don't really sue big studios because they blackball you.
And they have lots and lots and lots of money.
Yeah, and they just run you into the ground, they bury you in legal fees, they blackball the hell out of you, and that's kind of the thing they do. They're like, oh, you know, sue us, find the money. Like, Biggest Loser, for example, in my contract, I was supposed to get 5% of the royalties on stuff outside of the show, right? Like books or DVDs or anything they slap my face on. And they slap my face on all their crap, and I didn't write any of it, do any of it. And, you know, and even when they didn't have the contractual right to do it, they did it anyway. They put my face on their video games, and we would fight and be like, you can't do that. You know, your book says to eat like X, Y, and Z, and Jillian doesn't advocate that. You know, it's not her book. It can be, and they would be like, sue us.
Oh, no.
Right?
Cocky.
Good luck, right?
Yeah, not only
was it like, oh, sue us, or it was, you know, when they never paid me, nothing. So, you know, the issue is you sue them, and this is at a time when television was king, right? This was 13, 12, 10 years ago. Television now is a dinosaur. It's all about digital. Mm-hmm. But at the time, it was like there was, you know.
There's no other format.
There's no. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not really. No, there was no digital, nothing. So, and it's like if you do try to sue them, they give you like, oh, you have to go to arbitration, and then they just bury you in legal fees. Sure. That's kind of, and then they blackball you, and you're, no one will work with you. So you kind of just have to, you get bent over all the time. And even though you don't, for those of you listening who may not work in this really disgusting environment, because I'm telling you, this town is disgusting. So there was a situation with a company called Lionsgate. Oh, and I'm sorry. My point was that even if you don't work in this town, I guarantee that there are kind of employers that are like, good luck.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, sue us. You know, we'll bury you. You're the little guy. And Bill O'Reilly, I mean, look how long that had been going on.
Yeah.
Although they were doing payouts and what have you. But, I mean, like, I had a meeting with a guy, screw him, named Paul Telegdi at NBC. This guy was such a scumbag. He actually said to me in the room that Bob Harper was gay and didn't have a family and didn't need to make any more money.
What?
I swear to God. Swear to God. And to me, he's like, and you know, it's going to be hard having other female trainers next to you. I mean, you're 40 and I don't want women at home to worry their husband's going to cheat on them with a younger, prettier girl. I was like, wow, really? Because it was when we were fighting over Rachel Fredrickson.
Oh,
right. Coming in. And so he just was like, I should sue this guy. And Giancarlo was like, don't. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. Right. Yeah. And everybody was like, move on. You know, don't. So I guarantee you, you've been in one of these situations, whether you work in this repulsive town or not. You've had somebody do something they shouldn't, take advantage of you, push you around.
And hold the keys to the kingdom.
Yes. Yeah. The gatekeepers.
Yeah.
So there's a company called Lionsgate, and we did my first, like, it wasn't my first set, but it was really my second set and of DVD titles. And it was things like the 30 Day Shred, 6 Week Six Pack, No More Trouble Zones, like a first set of DVDs, right? So these guys, it's been a long haul, but they've been giving away my content for free forever. And they put it all up on YouTube for free.
But what's in it? I'm sorry to
interrupt. What's in it for them? I know, right? It defies logic. What's in it for them is that they are building a brand. They were trying to build a brand called BeFit. And they were getting, and like they even gave an interview, right? It's called self-dealing. So they were giving away all my stuff for free to get you in the door to introduce you to the BeFit protein powder, the BeFit yoga mats, the BeFit clothing thing, the BeFit, you know, 24-day program to buy, the BeFit this, that, the other.
That's what you accused me of with my Twitter.
Self-dealing.
And yes, when I wasn't allowed to use my Twitter to Twitter out pictures.
Well, I'm going to sue you for $6 million.
Don't. But now I know. Yeah. Okay.
Now I'm going to sue.
No, don't.
I'm looking for some fresh meat.
I'm but a mere woman struggling in this big way. Now you've had.
Sinking my chompers.
Now you've had the taste of blood.
I know. Yeah.
Okay. So they get them in the door.
Anyway, they get them in the door that way. It's self-dealing, right? And we have been fighting this for years.
Yeah.
Years. And it's been like 3.5 years. It's cost us $1.5 million.
Oh, yeah.
Which is another reason people don't sue. Unless they get some charlatan attorney, right, who is like...
It'll take it for a percentage.
Yes, which some do, but, you know, if they try to get... like, if they're trying to blackmail a celebrity, then yeah, they'll do that.
Yeah, yeah.
They'll take it on a contingency where it's like they think they can get a quick settlement.
Yeah.
So they'll do things like that. So anyway, it went on and on and on, and I was a little bit concerned because we had to go to arbitration. And... our arbitration company was called Jams, and Jams does have a deal that they do all the arbitrations for the studios. And I was like, oh my God, you know, oh God. Cause it's like, are they going to rule again? You know?
So I'm sorry. Arbitration is basically it's out of court.
It's like a trial, but there's a judge and he decides.
Okay.
And I was just like, oh my God, for this guy to take a stand, you know, it's a kind of a big deal. It changes the law to a certain extent. It becomes case law. It's like other, it changes the internet. It changes the way artists work with, bless you, Jake.
Thank you.
So I was like, oh my God, you know, I didn't, you don't know what they're going to do. Yeah. And I've been screwed over so many times in so many different situations because people have bought off judges and you think, oh no, really? And yeah, really? Yeah. Really? Yeah, it happens. Absolutely. Look what's going on in our government right now. Mm-hmm. Yes, really. And this guy was just very fair and did the right thing. And he's like, you have to take it down. And, you know, because we gave damage calculations and what have you. And he's like, I'm not going to give them damages on Fit Fusion, you know, for the following reasons, but I am giving them damages on the DVDs for this and this. And, this. And we can't get our legal fees back. It's just not in the contract, even though it says you can. But the lesson that I'm trying to say here is sometimes you do and you lose. I've taken stands and lost. And you're like, oh my God, I'm behind the eight ball.
Yeah.
But you know what I've learned here is that let's say there are three scenarios and you lose two, but win one. You know, there are things where, you know, when we looked at this and G was, he was nervous. He did not want to sue. I had to really push him to do it because he's like, oh my God, you know, it'll go on for years. They'll bury us in legal fees and we may not win. You know, there's so many different variables and so many things that could go wrong. And, you know, he really, really was afraid to do it.
Yeah.
It took me years of pushing him. And I would constantly see people say, and like there was a tweet that I just put out today where it's like, oh, I love Jillian Michaels. Get all her stuff for free on YouTube. I mean, and the reality is like, look, I mean, I'm not trying to take advantage of my consumer, but when you can get all my content for free, and like we do the podcast for free. It's free, yeah. Right? And that's why we have ads, so we can cover our costs. Yeah. I promise you, you know, as much as I like Kopari, they're not turning the lights on in my house.
Yeah.
You know, they're paying for our studio time.
Yeah.
They're paying for Manus's exorbitant costs.
Yeah, my flight. My.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like $300.
Motel 6.
That was expensive.
Yeah. But it's true.
Yes.
It is true. So, you don't always come up. You're always upside down, I think, in these situations.
Yeah. It's a passion project. And we give a lot of stuff away for free. I can't give everything away for free. There are costs associated with it. I can't make, you know, it costs money to make content. It costs money to market content. It costs money to run the app. Crazy amounts of money. Way more than you'd ever imagine. And so it's like, it's tough when you're trying to provide these solutions. And I do my best to give the best value. So like with the app, I'm like, okay, look, you know, you can get it if you buy annually. It's $5.99 a month, I think. If you buy it quarterly, it's $7.99 a month. If you buy it monthly. Or no, annual, yeah, monthly, it's like $9 a month. But we've got a whole tech team, a whole customer service team. Yeah. 30% goes to Apple right off the top. And then we've got to pay the tech team and market the app. And we've got full-time employees around the clock working on it.
Yeah.
And it's like, it costs a you have to understand it costs money. So it's like, okay, I'm going to give you endless programs, a workout generator. We're constantly adding endless meal plans, all this stuff for that price. Like literally the cost of three spin classes, you get it all of it. But it can't be free. So like Fit Fusion, for example, is an on-demand platform that we created. We were like, hey, it's like we looked at, you know, Netflix, Spotify, mm-hmm. Hulu, Apple Music. And we said, listen, all right, here are all my DVDs. All of them. Here's the Tone It Up Girls, some content from, it's a buffet. Here's Zuska Light. Here's the Tone It Up Girls. Here's a workout from Cassie Ho. Here's Tara Styles. Here's Dashima. You know, just all different ones. Kickboxing, yoga, you name it, right? 300 hours of videos, DVDs, on demand, any place, anytime, anywhere, any device, stream to your TV, you know, through Chromecast, cast it to your TV, you know, put it through your Apple, use it on your app, grab and go. It's $9 a month. Try it for 2 weeks free. Okay, you get all of that for $9. But I can't give it away for free. And on a bigger picture, also try to understand that, you know, when somebody When it's a David and Goliath situation, you'll lose a lot of those fights. But you'll win one, and you'll take down the giant, and you'll eat well for a while. I will eat that giant.
That big, but you got your carnivores just dug into the big meat.
Yeah, and believe me, I got to pay taxes on that. So think about it. Okay, we won $6 million, right?
I know. I saw the headlines. I was like, wow.
After taxes, it's $3 million. Well, I spent $1.5 million on attorney's fees, so it's $1.5 million. It's not that much money. So 50% goes to taxes. It ends up being $1.5 million. And it goes back into the cost of my company. You got to understand, it costs me $200,000 a month to run my company.
Okay, hypothetical.
So I just, but the money I make is that I can now sell my content.
Yeah.
So anyway, go on, hypothetical.
If you went to slay the dragon.
Yes.
And it didn't happen, would it?
I've lost
many
times.
I know, but hypothetically, would it have been worth it to try and stick it?
That's the thing, is that I have lost many times.
Yeah.
And, in various situations, you could lose. But at the same time, if you fight the ones that really matter, one of them you're going to win.
Well, it's just...
One of them you're going to win.
You mentioned Bill O'Reilly, and I think about all the women that didn't fight. And I think the women are in a different position now.
There were ones
now.
That didn't fight, like NBC.
Yeah, there's a wave that it's like, it's worth it to give it a crack. It's worth it. It's worth it to give it a shot.
I'm also at a point in my career, right, where I don't give a crap. Yeah. I'm like, I don't care what you think of me. I don't care if you blacklist me. I don't care if you blackball me. I don't care if I'm ever on television again. I don't care. I have my own fitness network. I have FitFusion. It's on AT&T, Comcast, Dish, Verizon, Fios. You don't need those guys anymore. So you see, there's a difference.
Oh, sorry, Jake.
I was gonna say, how liberating is that to just be able to give the finger to everybody?
The gatekeepers are done. That's the thing. I've got my app. I work with Google. I work with Apple now. You know, my app is, I've got social media. I can communicate directly with my audience now. So my stakes, I was going to lose a lot of money had I lost, but I already, you'll never work again. No one can do that to you anymore because you create your own platforms now.
I guess, and I get it. I guess I just wish that
I mitigated the risk.
Well, I wish that we could have a little bit of that feeling when we don't have anything to lose, when we are just starting out, to be able to say that. You know what I mean? To have that feeling. And we don't, because we're too busy trying to tap dance to get ahead. But how empowering would that be if we had a taste of that?
You got to weigh the pros and cons. Yeah. That's the lesson, right? Because I looked at it, and although when I started suing them, actually, I don't know that TV, it was still with the E, and I still took the chance. So, yeah. E and Spike, I still took a chance, so...
Well, Nicole's here, so I'm hoping that there's lots of avocado on my sandwich, because you can afford to pay for at
least
extra.
Not really, I told you,
extra,
it's not that
extra.
Much money. I told you, no, I can't.
Yes.
In fact, I need...
Oh, hang
God
on.
God damn it, Jake. I also want to point it out that you ordered a salad, so there will be no avocado on the sandwich, because you ordered a salad.
Damn it.
Okay, who's tired of fasting or cleanses that just leave you hungry and exhausted instead of rejuvenated and energized? Well, Prolon is the scientifically proven meal plan solution you've been waiting for. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making the cells believe they're fasting. Researched and developed for decades at the University of Southern California Longevity Institute and backed by leading U.S. medical centers, Prolon helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and reduce abdominal fat. But Prolon isn't a diet. Prolon is science. Science based on Nobel Prize-winning discoveries in medicine. And this all starts with Prolon's 5-day program, snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. I did it for 5 days because I've had the absolute hardest time with straight fasts for even 24 hours, and it was a game changer for me. So right now, Prolon is offering Keeping It Real Conversations with Jillian Michaels listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Just go to prolonlife.com/Jillian. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian for this special offer. That's prolonlife.com. skims.com/Jillian.
All right, everyone knows by now how much I love Skims underwear because I mention them a ton and I've been wearing them forever. I mean, I guess specifically a year and change. That's like forever in my life. If I can stick with something for longer than 30 days, it's forever. So this is big for me. And let me tell you, they are worth the hype, from the support they give to their amazing shape. And best of all, they're super comfortable. Whether it's the weightless scoop bra, the fits everybody plunge bra, the fits everybody t-shirt bra, I just get them in sand. You don't see them under anything at all. They're awesome. They're comfortable. I don't even realize I'm wearing them. They go with everything. So shop Skims bras at skims.com now, available in 62 sizes from 38 to 46H. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. So after you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Right. This one's not me. This is an article that I read, and I freaking does not say where, which is annoying, but it was users who were sharing tips on saving money and cutting calories, right? And they're things we've all heard before.
Yeah.
But sometimes I think it's good to just bring it up again. And they were saying like, oh, hey, use legumes and lentils to replace meat. Well, meat is expensive, right?
Yes.
And so I personally say you don't need meat dinners. I don't do them more than twice a week. And you do tend to eat more carbs. But if you're exercising and you eat clean carbs, that's fine if you had like a veggie chili or a veggie fajita or those. I mean, if you're making veggie fajitas and you're not putting steak or chicken, you're saving a lot of money.
I know.
Even though, you know, the protein's not a bad thing, but you don't need as much meat as we eat. And if you put black beans with it, right? A little side of black beans. I don't know. I thought it's like, you know, Meatless Monday. Try it. Little baby steps. We don't need as much meat as we consume, and we all know it's not great for the planet.
Yep.
So I'd rather you save up and spend your money once or twice a week eating good quality meat and then eat mostly plant-based the rest of the time. So that will save you calories and dollars.
Look at Demi Moore. She's still alive.
She vegan?
And she eats raw.
Holy.
Like,
are you sure?
Like raw meat?
No, I don't think she's eating a whole chicken. I just mean she eats raw and she's veggie. I don't know.
Is she vegan? Google
raw
that.
I don't know
tough.
What she is. She
no,
just
raw,
eats
I'm
raw.
Not down with the raw, actually, personally.
Oh, I couldn't handle it, man. My
it makes you... Yeah, no, raw. The thing with raw is you can't unilaterally approach food. So certain foods are better raw, right? And other foods, you get less nutrients and your body can't digest the fiber and it just tears up your stomach.
And it's
when
loud.
You cook it,
think about how loud it is. Your head's always crunching on a friggin' carrot. What is she? She is, right, Nicole?
She's a raw vegan.
Wow.
Yeah.
But she's still kicking.
Yeah, but but there are plenty of people that look amazing. Madonna's not vegan. Look, she's like 60.
I also don't think she's a real person because she's amazing.
Madonna or Demi Moore?
Madonna.
You know when you've crossed over into being old when the baby boomers think you're cool? Like, the baby boomers think, like, Dolly Parton is cool. They think, like, Betty White is cool.
Oh, I love Betty.
And now you like Madonna. That's when you're old. When the baby boomers love 60-plusers. That's
cool.
I'm a
baby boomer.
No, the millennials. Sorry, the millennials.
Oh, okay.
Like 60-plusers.
Wow, I really am old.
Oh.
Yeah, that's when you, like, they love those 60-plusers.
It's a nostalgia thing.
It's like it's retro for them.
Yeah.
Like, Madonna's retro, so Nicole thinks she's cool.
Well,
yeah,
no,
they're like 90s is cool.
Think, honestly, oh I God. Want Betty White to be best friends with my grandma so I could hang out with both of them.
Betty White's a phenom, man.
She sang me happy birthday 1 year.
Oh, yeah, told me about that. I'm so jealous.
Betty White? How'd that happen?
We were at that, there's just like this steakhouse on Wilshire, and my mom and grandma started singing me happy birthday, and then you hear this other voice, and we turn around, and in this booth, it's Betty White. And she pops her head out after the song is over and adds a little White ditty.
She's phenomenal, man. I don't know what she did right. I mean, she grew up in a time of, 92 or
she's
whatever.
Older than sliced bread. She's 95 years old. And I believe sliced bread came about in either 25 or 27.
Look at that. Claim to fame, Betty White.
Okay.
I don't know what she's doing right, man. But
It's just my buddy Mike, his grandma's 104. Glass of wine and pasta almost every day of her life, and she's just like, I don't know.
Chemicals, though. They did not grow up on chemicals.
Yeah, true.
Chemicals are the most dangerous when you're young because your organs are not fully formed.
You're right.
Toxins in little kids without fully formed liver and kidney and like everything mature, it's far more dangerous. They didn't eat pesticides, herbicides, fake fats, this, that, the other. Heidi's dad is still alive. I don't know how it's possible. This man, like, I can't believe the things he does to his body. He's had cancer, he has heart disease, and he manages to survive it all. And it's like McDonald's and this and all this crap that he eats.
I never thought about that.
But he didn't eat it when he was young.
When we were young. And
they started at 40 in the 80s.
Yeah.
The 80s was the root of all evil. That's when everything went sideways.
Oh, my God, everything.
The environment, the food supply. But, I mean, okay, we're...
I don't remember the 80s.
Well, one of the tips from our list,
yes.
I bet you don't. One of the tips from our list is a lot of do-it-yourself stuff. So it's like, oh, do-it-yourself soups, do-it-yourself breads, do-it-yourself, like, stocks, like veggie stocks and this, that, the other. And, you know, you'd think, like, oh, that's really hard. But bread is actually pretty easy to make. Heidi makes it, and it's, like, cheap to make. It's easy to make. It's better than most store-bought breads because it's fresh. You can use whole grain flour. There's no preservatives or any of that garbage, especially if you're trying to buy, like, how much is a loaf of, like, let's say, Dave's Killer Bread?
$4.99.
Like $5.
$5.
$5 for a loaf of bread. I bet you could make, like, 5 loaves with $5 worth
of... Do you eat toast every day?
I do. I eat a lot of bread.
Yeah.
I usually have it for breakfast. Or I'll have a sandwich for lunch. So, like, my usual is, like, sometimes I will literally have 3 pieces of toast, grass-fed butter, and a little bit of our honey on it. And that's breakfast.
Yeah.
I just want, and I'm like, I have carbs, and I have fat. And that's, or sometimes I'll put coconut oil on the bread, and it's whole grain.
I thought you ate bread.
Yeah, I eat a ton of carbs. And then for lunch, like, I'll make avocado toast if I don't have bread in the morning. Or I need carbs. I work out.
Yeah. I love carbs.
Yeah.
I love toast.
I think that goes back to what
but
is in our food.
Not crap toast.
Yeah, like if you're making homemade toast, and if you're doing these DIYs, you still have to make sure that the ingredients are good for you and not mostly sodium and chemicals.
Wait, are we calling DIY stuff? That used to be called cooking, right?
Yeah.
But we have to call it DIY now to get people interested?
Yeah.
Okay, just making sure I'm not losing.
Do-it-yourself soup.
What? That's absurd.
Do it yourself bread.
No.
I know.
I think I'm going to do like a basics. I'm going to have one of my chefs do like a basics list on the app. Like basic. Here's how you make bread. Like not in the recipes. Just like I'm looking to start. Like it's kind of fun. What I like about the app is I can constantly evolve it. So I can say like, oh, okay, here's a fitness for beginners program. Oh, okay, here's a diet bet fitness program. Oh, okay, here's a dad bod program. Oh, all right, here's 10 more recipes for the vegan meal plan. Oh, you want vegetarian? Great, here's a vegetarian meal plan. That's what's kind of fun is that you can, it doesn't like, it lives. You can constantly evolve it, change it, add on to it. And that's what's so cool about it. Whereas like DVDs, once they're done and in the world, they're that's it. It's over. The creative process is finished.
DIY.
DIY list. Do-it-yourself brand.
You know what people love?
Do-it-yourself stock.
But those, people... Oh, sorry, Jake. Yeah.
Oh, those videos on Facebook. It's like a 30-second video of just you see the bowl in front of you and
oh,
the
I know,
hands
like
coming
BuzzFeed
in.
Tasty?
Yeah, those things.
I know.
People love that.
I know it.
Because you have to prove how easy it is before people
BuzzFeed
do it.
Tasty. Yeah. Yeah. And then the usual, you know, it's like canned meat. Like you can get canned salmon and canned tuna. Can you only can tuna?
I don't mind tuna, but... Have you ever canned meat?
Canned salmon.
Yikes.
No, I mean, actually canned it, though, yourself.
No.
Yeah.
Why would I can meat?
I'm just saying people do it. People go fish. People fish.
Like my mom has canned the trout that my dad's caught.
Do you cook it first?
Yeah, you do a whole process with it, right?
But I mean, it's like got so much salt in it, but that's like any other canned produce. I mean, the canned produce was better than the fish.
I was talking about tuna and salmon.
No, tuna and salmon, but I'm just saying that people do it DIY. You talk about DIY.
My mom's done it with deer and trout, so it's just like...
Yeah, man, it's... But, yeah, maybe ixnay on the DIY.
This recipe calls for 2 cans of deer.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay. Bulk? Did I mention bulk?
You don't need to.
Okay. All right, this is a quick one, but I have an axe to grind, Menace.
Yes.
You know, it tortures me when I see people working out in the gym.
Mm-hmm, I know.
It tortures me.
Yeah.
Oh, my sweet God. It tortures me. And I keep seeing people make this mistake on their squat. And I have to say something. Okay. So I wish I could put a visual up here. But all right. Have you ever noticed sometimes people squat, right? They do a back squat. They've got a barbell on their back. They squat down, and have you ever noticed that, like, their hips come up before their shoulders? So, in other words, when they squat down, they hinge too far forward at the hips because they're afraid if they sit back, they're going to lose their balance.
Yes. Yep.
Okay? And then when they come up, they don't lift their upper body at the same time as their hips are coming up. They lift hips first, so they straighten the legs, and then... Make their body upright, straighten their back.
I have seen that.
Okay, that's extremely bad. Extremely bad. So the first thing, a lot of people do it, like we talked about a front-loaded squat. Mm-hmm. That's a way to help prevent it, where you keep the weight in front of you. But a lot of people do it because they feel like they're going to lose their balance, so they're lifting too much weight. So they're leaning forward so they don't fall backwards with the weight. They don't have the flexibility in their hips or their Achilles. So the first thing I would say is if you genuinely cannot lift that much weight, do it on a Smith machine where you're bracing yourself and you're leaning back with the bar so you don't feel like you're going to fall backwards. Front load the weight or put your heels on 2 thin plates, like 2 5-pounds, if you have tight Achilles. Now, the next thing is when you're doing your squat, you want to think about, I really like this, I read this, spreading the ground with your feet, which obviously you're not doing, but it's about keeping outside tension on the legs so that your knees don't collapse. Like you're spreading the floor apart with your feet. Obviously you're not, but this engages your hips and it helps to spare your low back. Mm-hmm. So you also want to think about engaging your core the entire time. Like you're getting ready to be punched in the stomach. You're engaged throughout the entire movement. All right. And then you want to think about keeping your knees out. And a lot of people will say squat down and not back. Because if you're squatting back, a lot of times people tend to then lean forward. My problem with squatting down is I notice when I say squat down, people lift their heels off the ground. So another thing I'll do is I'll put a platform. It could be like a small plyo box. It could be a large medicine ball. If they don't have great flexibility, it could be, you know, a workout bench, a flat bench. Yep. And I'll say, tap your bum to the bench, right? Okay. So that their bum does go back. Because a lot of times when they drop straight down, the knees go over the toes, which is a bad thing if the heels come off the floor.
Right.
Right? So they go, well, I can't do it unless I lean forward. Otherwise, I'm going to fall backwards. So put something underneath your bum. Use plates if you need to. Front load the weight if you need to. But what you cannot do is squat down, lean forward so that your head comes in front of your chest.
Mm. I've seen
so
that.
So you want to keep your eyes on the ceiling, chest up, right, towards the sky. Keep your head behind your chest. Act like you're spreading the ground with your feet. Keep your knees outside. Engage your hips. Make sense, Manis?
It does. It does.
And then as you come up, lift your upper body and lower body at the same time. Shoulders and hips rise simultaneously. Not hips and then shoulders.
Yep.
I know that's quick, but it's bothering me.
No, and it's great. People are doing things in the gym with squats that I've seen a change. I've seen a change, especially in the last year, year and a half, of people hoisting tremendously heavy, squatting tremendously heavy weight.
Yeah.
They never had those kind of machines, you know what I mean? I mean, racks in the gyms like before.
Ugh.
So, yeah, people are, it's a...
Keep the bar. It should always be aligned with the middle of your foot, your midfoot.
Okay.
Like just below the ball, like the ball of your foot. That's where the bar should be. If the bar is coming forward, that's no good. It should not go over the middle of your foot.
Night, night.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Now, Jamie wrote into the podcast.
Yeah.
Wanted Dr. Love. And I wrote to Jamie.
No.
Asking
not to Dr. Love.
Well, that's
a
what,
love doctor.
I'm so sorry, but that does say Dr. Love.
No.
And I reached doctor. Out to Jamie, but I did not hear back. But I think the question is quite fascinating because it happens all the time.
Okay.
Now, she says, "Hi, Jillian. I'm 32 years old, have not had successful romantic relationships since college. A lot of my dating ends in ghosting."
Oh.
"Which seems to be common among my age."
It is. It's a super duper millennial thing.
Yeah, and the dating apps that are out there, but is so cowardly to me. She says, "I love how you coach Janice on reaching out to her friend and cleaning up her side of the street, which is something I've been trying to do. But when I do this, they're not honest and they don't take the opportunity to tell me, yeah, this isn't working." And
it's the very thing she's doing, though, which is why it's not working. Relationships are a different story.
Well, but what... What is it with people to think that, like, I've heard of people go on a date and then they're sitting there, they say, "I'm going to go to the bathroom," and they leave.
No, I've never heard that one.
Yes, 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 yes,
no,
yes. Yes, and they
Manis.
Just leave. or they look and they just walk by and they don't. I'm telling you.
No.
That is ghosting.
Well, I would say what is more, like, especially, like, more prevalent recently is not necessarily ghosting, especially with our hookup culture, is breadcrumbing. It's like...
What's that?
What is that?
Oh, breadcrumbing is like, kind of like you're stringing them along. It's like you're getting that little piece, you know, trying to figure out what's going on until you find something better. It's like... Like, oh, I'm trying to hook up with this guy. Oh, but he blew me off. So I'm going to text this guy and be like, hey, what's up? So it's more just like you talk to them just enough to make them still think that there's hope. But you already know it's not really
there. Wait, why are you doing that again?
Oh, that's usually just like hookup culture. It's like, so you're not alone on a Saturday night.
So you'll string this one person along. Not really, but.
One or multiple.
Wow.
You always want to make sure that you have that a person.
Is that for, is it so for sex or just for, it is, it's a sexual thing.
Yeah.
But why not just be transparent and say, like, I'm not looking for anything other than, you know, a hookup.
Well, I found out with girls, if they say I'm looking for nothing other than a hookup, a guy almost always wants a relationship. Whereas a guy says that to a girl, the girl immediately gets pissed.
Yeah, but mama, that's human dynamics. It's
totally
like,
agree.
It's constantly like you want what you can't have, the chase.
Yeah.
The exactly. Push, the pull.
So if that it's something you really
so
want.
Tiring.
If it's something you really want, then it's like, if you're literally just wanting sex, it's like you can't put that out there because now right. That other person is like, oh, you don't actually want me. Now I want you. Yeah. It's like, it's totally a mind. I can't say that F word. It's totally screws with your mind.
What? But honestly, if we... Okay,
Yeah, but if she's like, they're ghosting me and I just want answers, the more answers you want, the more they're like, this girl's crazy, man.
Exactly.
And then they ghost her. That's the thing. Like, you gotta, like, the dating... I hate to say this, like, just... Some people have no chill. She's got no chill, man.
And I know some people that go on dates, and she might have to take a look at how she's dating, because... One person who's very close to me, I've watched her talking to guys at a bar at some kind of mixer, and it's supposed.
Did you just say mixer?
A mixer.
And you just told Janice it wasn't 1955.
Wow, I was kind of shocked myself,
oh,
Nick.
My
that was
God.
Wow.
What is wrong with you?
I'm an old soul, Betty White.
Not
if you're
really.
Listening, we can hang out
at a mixer. I like that though. That's my kind of language.
Right. So she's looking for someone, and she's like in that point of her life, she wants to settle down, but she can't just chill. So her talking to someone for interest is a job interview. What do you do? Where do you see yourself in 3 years? Do you want kids? And I'm like, dude, you just met this person. You need to calm down.
No chill.
Yeah,
no
it's
chill.
Like, I know it seems stressful, but like you do have to have some bit of chill.
Wow. No chill.
Because if you're not, you're gonna get ghosted. And ones with the higher, I guess the ones who feel like they have more to lose, so they're more intense at it, tend to get ghosted more.
I ghosted somebody the other day. Not a dating thing. And
really?
It was, yeah, I never do that. I never do it. And I did it. And it's like,
You drove by? You just drove by the place and looked in and drove by? Or you just walked in and walked out? How did you ghost them?
She's talking virtually.
What did
virtually.
You do to ghost
them? Oh, a virtual. Oh,
no,
God.
I didn't like hide in a corner like a spirit, a disembodied
no,
soul.
I don't mean a spirit.
That's not what it
What do you mean you ghosted them digitally?
Somebody that I knew from literally 20 years ago.
Yeah.
20 years ago.
Romantic or just
no,
a
no? No, a friend. A friend of mine. And we used to be really good friends.
Okay.
And, you know, people just, I mean, the 23-year-old Jillian is not the 43-year-old Jillian, right? And, you know, I mean, and so after 20 or so years, it's like, hey, you know, and I still think of him very fondly, you know, but it's like, oh my God, I found these pictures of us and, you know, oh my God, and oh, remember this person? And I'm not big on the good old days. I don't do the good old days.
Yeah.
I'm not a good old days. I don't, you know what I mean? Like, I don't really live in the good old days. I'm very much like in the now. Like,
yeah.
These are my very close friends now at 43. Like, I don't really do that. And so it was like, hey, you know, I'd love to see you. You want to come to my wedding? And it was like, I'm like, in Greece. I'm like, I haven't seen you in years. You want me to go to your wedding? You know, And I was like, oh, you know, I can't go, which I actually cannot. But I was like, it's like, oh, we'll get together. And this person kind of lives far from me. And it was like, oh, we'll come up for the weekend. And then Phoenix got sick and I completely forgot. And I was like, I'm so sorry. Phoenix is sick.
But let me ask you, were you really going to go?
I thought, well, I'll get through it, right? Like, okay. for old time's sake.
Okay.
Like, I thought, whatever. Like, I'm sure it'll be fine. Even though I figure, like, we have nothing in common and we live 2 hours away from each other. So then Heidi was going out of town. And I was like, you know what? Heidi's going out of town with the kids for spring break. And I was like, why don't you come up next weekend? And I totally, of course, forgot about it because I didn't have Nicole put it in my calendar. And then the night before, and I had plans with my brother and sister, because as I mentioned, my brother's going through a breakup, and I had said, hey, you know, do you guys want to go? We can go to dinner and we can go see a movie. And I completely forgot I had said come up. And the night before, he's like, hey, are we good for tomorrow? And I just didn't want to do it. I was like, I don't want to do this. Like, I don't. And I didn't know how to say, like, I don't want to do this. I haven't, like, I don't, you know, like, I'm not, that's not where I am or who I am right now. Like, and I didn't know how to, I never do that, Janice. I hate people that do that.
So you just never answered.
I ghosted him. And I just didn't know how to say, like, I just genuinely don't know where this goes. Like, we have nothing in common. Any, you know what I mean? Like,
I do.
This was like a gay friend of mine who I, you know, loved more than anything, of course, but we would party. I mean, we were like party buddies. I was 21, 2, 3. I'm 43. I'm a mom of two. Like, I am a businesswoman. Like, I don't know where that goes. Like, you know, and my friends now, they're just very different. We're in the same place. Not that I just don't, you know, like my friends Colin and Thad, it's just, you know, we're talking politics and family and kids and we're all, I don't know. I know this is terrible and I should have given it a chance. And believe me, I feel really awful about myself, which is why I guess I'm having this like confessional here. I never do shit like that. I think it's so shitty. I just honestly just didn't want to go. I wanted to see my brother and sister. That's my now, my
but
brother and sister.
Funny? Isn't that funny how you couldn't have said the but?
I just don't see us having a friendship.
But
I'm
I understand what you did. But it's so funny that you couldn't say, you know what? I really want to spend time with my brother and sister.
Like, I don't know how to say I don't see us having a relationship.
But why do you have to be that truthful? Why can't you just say, you know?
Because then you're ghosting them in one way or another, yeah. Right?
No, I think at that point you almost hit breadcrumbing. Like,
I see.
Right.
It's almost kind of like it's just not. We can't be in a relationship right now.
Yes. Yes, 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 yes. You're right. You're
like,
right.
It leaves that crack in the door. You're not shutting it.
Yeah.
And I mean, I will always, like, he's a wonderful person. I'm like, you live 2 hours away from me. Like, what?
Yeah.
What are we going to do? And it's like, and it, even still, the email was like, remember the time? And I don't live like that.
It's so funny. My girl gang is having a reunion this August. There's seven of us that we all hung out in high school, and there's been so many changes, and part of me kind of really wants to go, and part of me just, I don't want to, I don't know, it's weird, it's, you're right, the good old days.
I don't do the good old days.
There's something about them that.
I live very much in the now. I you know, the good old days are like last week with my friend Carrie and her husband JG, or my friend Andy and her husband Tate, or, you know, my friend Christy, you know, and her boyfriend so-and-so, or, you know, my friend Cindy and Lori, or Colin and Thad. Like, just, it's like, now, my friends, you know, oh, you know, remember when we went to that Dolly Parton concert and almost died in the car a couple months ago? I don't know. But I know that, like, I didn't know how to say, like, I just don't know where this goes. We're not, you know, we haven't been friends in years.
I think there's always the fear when it is someone from the good old days. They either want you to be that same person.
Right, which I am obviously not.
Right. Or when you're, and when you're not, they don't know how to talk. Sometimes it can be so friggin' awkward.
You know what? I just realized something. This is going to sound terrible. I don't think I want to see this person outside of that time period because... Maybe it makes me feel like very old.
I think that's very
maybe
valid,
I'm
though.
Like, oh my God, you know. And I
think it's also you're not that person anymore.
I'm not.
And you don't want to go back there. It's
well,
hard.
How could I even go back to being a 23-year-old at a bar?
But just hold.
You know what I mean?
The way you talk to each other, the way you were. It's just like it's like bringing you back to this place where
it's not like we've grown up together. Yeah. I haven't seen this person in a long. So that's our only point of reference. That doesn't even matter about like why I do or don't want to see them. I just feel so bad. I don't know how to.
Then if you
say, and so I just didn't say anything. Yeah. I think that's what ghosting is people don't know how to say, you know, I'm not interested.
Yeah.
And so they don't want to hurt somebody. So they just do that.
But by doing that, it hurts just as much.
I know.
Yeah. It's
I know. So what's the answer? Like, hey, I just don't think this is going to work out. How do you say to somebody like who you were best friends with 20 years ago? You know what I mean? Like,
I don't know, Jill. I don't know. It's
I even tried to reconnect with somebody from, let's say, 13 years ago. We saw each other over a court case. And I was single, no kids, you know what I mean? Also a good friend of mine, a gay guy, good friend of mine. But, like, we haven't been friends for 10 years.
Yeah.
And he actually was an agent of mine. And I switched agencies. And you know, I had wanted him to come with me and he couldn't leave and it was a whole and he felt mad at me that I left the agency. And so I, you know, made the better choice for my career and he didn't want to be friends with me anymore. And I was like, why don't you come and work for anyway, it doesn't matter. He hated me. He didn't want to be my friend. So I ended up seeing him. And he's like, you know, I really miss you. We should reconnect. And I was like, I miss you, too. And we tried to reconnect and I could tell he didn't even know how to relate to me.
Yeah.
There was like Jillian who goes with me to like the Abbey and like, and now there's Jillian and her two kids that are hanging off my leg.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
I do.
Am not.
But what's wrong with a shelf life with someone?
Yeah. I tried and I could tell that he just was like, I don't know how to relate to her. Yeah. And she's got this wife of 8 years and I don't even know who she is and I don't even know how to talk to her. And do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I could tell that he just was like, I don't know how to relate to you.
I do think it's hard also because people do grow at different paces or some of them.
Or in different directions.
Exactly. So this friend of yours clearly is in a way different area. If you two had met now, you may not be friends, which is probably why you guys haven't been able to stay together. And I think it's really hard to empathize with somebody. And so it's almost better for it's almost like in my personal case, it's almost better for me to not have to say, I don't think you've grown up as much as I have.
Mm. Or we're just in different spaces. Yeah. Like the friends that I had pre-kids that I'm still friends with kids went through that transition with me, you know, and we all learned the rhythm of growing up. Mm-hmm. From, you know, we're partying till 3 a.m. to we are in bed by 8:30.
Yeah. So we have two kids.
But I think that's what ghosting is. And I honestly don't know the answer. I want to say, like, just be honest. But when it's hurtful.
I know.
Then you just ghost. But honestly, with dating, I think you just say, you know what? I think you're lovely. I don't know that, like, I don't feel a spark. Isn't that better than ghosting?
Yes.
Could part of the answer lie in being better at recognizing the signs and accepting it and knowing that people don't change and then maybe you're the one that just has to be like, all right, then whatever.
If someone's ghosting you, you need to bail. Don't be like, I need an answer. Because then they're like, ooh, crazy pants. You know? Which is my answer to
this. All right. Well, there you go.
Don't go crazy, Hugh.
Don't go crazy.
Don't forget to email us your questions. We want to talk to you at JillianPodcast@gmail.com.